Graham Thompson here on 94.1 and 98.7 Moose FM, and I am joined by Iskwe today. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you're getting ready to come to Elliott Lake for the start of your tour. I have to ask, have you been to Elliott Lake before?
I have. I've been a few times.
Okay, I had to ask because usually if people are coming up here for the first time in mid-December, I would give them a forewarning about the amount of snow they're going to see.
Right.
But I see you're also from Winnipeg, so you should be used to that.
I am also from Winnipeg, and, you know, I haven't been to Elliott Lake in the winter, though. I've only been there in the summer. It is beautiful. I'm excited to see it in the winter, and I am mentally prepared for all of the snow.
I've been talking about this concert coming up on the show this week, and one thing that I've actually found difficult to kind of describe is the style of music that you play, because I've seen you. I was lucky enough to be at Riverfest Alora a few years ago, and it's hard to describe because it's not just a regular rock concert. It's a performance. It's an immersive experience. So how would you describe your own music?
You know, I often rely on folks like yourself to describe it. So if you're at a loss, then we're all screwed. I have no idea. It is immersive. The show that we're going to be doing in December is going to be a little different again because, you know, number one, I don't love doing the same show over and over. So I love to change it up depending on the season, depending on the venue, depending on location, like all of the things. So this one is still going to be a five-piece band, so we're still, you know, there's still five of us on stage, and it's going to be much more intimate, still full of life, still full of vibrancy, color, you know, experience, expression, all of the things. But the presentation of it is going to be more direct to the audience and more of a conversation space as well, so that we'll be able to, I'll be able to explain some of the tunes, some of the histories and so on of where they come from. And yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun for folks because it's still going to be quite lively. I always recommend if people's ears are a little sensitive that maybe you want to bring some earplugs.
And this tour is in support of the Stars album or EP that you put out earlier this year. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because it's not original, or rather it's not new music per se that has been put out, but rather kind of mixes of songs that you have put out before.
Yes and no. What I did was, at the top of the pandemic, my album Atchikosik had just come out, and I was slated to perform with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. So I had all of the songs for Atchikosik charted for orchestra, and then when the pandemic came and everything shut down, naturally that performance was postponed kind of indefinitely, and as the requests for virtual shows started to come in, I was like, well, I can't perform Atchikosik virtually because it's too big of a sound, too big of a performance. Like, it would just be financially, you know, suicide if I were to try and put that kind of a production on to film, you know, for virtual shows. Plus, the sound wouldn't be great, and there were so many factors. So we went into Revolution Studios in Toronto and wound up recording a quartet version of the album based on the charts that we had for the orchestra, for the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. When we were in there filming that performance for a virtual show, I was like, well, why don't we do this as an album, right? Like, it's those songs, Atchikosik songs, however, they have been beautifully reimagined in a way that brings just a whole different life to them. And yes, you're right, this is exactly what we'll be touring. This is, you know, the element of it, the violin, the piano, like all of these pieces are where I write from. When I'm writing music, I write on piano, but I write string parts. That those are often the first pieces that I hear. And so it's nice. It's like, it's almost like entering into the song from the very beginning.
It's been a tough 2 years, obviously, the last 2 years, and especially with you being a performer, how has that been to try to cope with not being able to do what you love?
COVID is such a sensitive thing to talk about, I find, because everybody's experiences have been so personal and so unique. And, you know, I want to be cautious on speaking about it because it's, you know, it's quite personal. I feel like the time that we had was very, very personal. And so for me as a performer, yeah, it absolutely shifted everything. There was an immediate halt where everything just stopped, and it was a lot of uncertainty in terms of how things would come back. So there were a lot of moments of extreme uncertainty. For me, the thing that was really helpful was giving myself time to not panic about it, right? And almost concede to the fact that I had zero control.
But with that being said, you must still feel relief to finally be back on tour.
Well, yeah. Performing is my favorite thing ever. So 100% yes.
Now, I want to go a little bit away from the performance just for a second, because I was fascinated. I will say to start off, congratulations for the 2020 Juno for the music
you.
Video you had for Little Stars. And I was fascinated about this video because, well, it's almost 4 minutes of stop motion and it's beautiful. Like, how long and how much effort must have gone into that music video?
Oh, the team, I swear, they're a bunch of magicians. Took them 6 months to do start to finish. It was led by Sarah Legault, brilliant, brilliant Sarah Legault. And she had a team, over 10 people, working on this day and night for 6 months. Like, they, because of the lighting, they had to have very specific hours. Like, when it came time to finally shoot, now keeping in mind that they handmade every single thing that you see in that video, from the buildings. There's like 42 of those puppets, which are about a foot and a half tall, that have magnets on their feet in order to keep them upright. Like,
that is incredible.
Intricate work, yeah. Like I said, a bunch of magicians.
If anyone wants to watch the video, by the way, you can check it out. We have it on the blog on myalgomamanitoulinnow.com. The last thing I wanted to ask you is, how does it feel to be, as an Indigenous woman, be a part of, I don't want to call it a movement, I would say like reclamation of Indigenous music, because it's not just you. Right now, there's also Jeremy Dutcher, Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Tribe Called Red. There is a lot of different Indigenous sound in music in Canada now. So how does it feel to be a part of that?
The question's never been posed like that before. I mean, it feels wonderful. It feels wonderful to be creating art, and it feels wonderful to be creating art with such talented and interesting peers, you know, watching friends flourish and develop their craft and watching people respond to it, it's pretty magical. It's nice to have that connection with everyone.
Yeah, I guess I just posed it like that because I think the similarity between you and the other musicians I mentioned is a fusion of sounds. And I find there's a connection between all of you where it's your own music, but also your own people's music at the same time.
You know, it's our muscle memory with the stories of, it depends on the artist. Jeremy Dutcher is, as an example, very different from sonically, but even narratively, very different than myself, very different than Tribe, very different than Snotty Nose Rex Kids. Like, everybody has their story that they're telling. And, you know, these stories that we're sharing are partly from our beings, but then also partly from our ancestors, right? Like, we exist in our mother's bodies. We even exist in our grandmother's bodies, right? So there's a lot of muscle memory that goes into these, I think. And that's a really unique and beautiful thing that we are able to tap into.
Well, we are all looking forward to seeing your unique and beautiful style coming up on December 17th in Elliott Lake. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Graham. I'm excited to see you guys.
And once again, that's Iskwe joining us. She will be coming to Elliott Lake at Collins Hall on December 17th for the From the Stars tour.
Wonderful.